Bears Buzz is brought to you by H.H. Gregg.
Fourth and five from the nine. Throwing Geno Smith back in the end zone. Caught by Gurley, but it's out of bounds. Back in the end zone. Bears close the door on the New York Jets.
The defense, they're getting some edge to them. They're getting after the quarterback. They're causing turnovers. And you get fourth down stops and back-to-back weeks like that to ice games. They're getting more and more confidence, which is fun to watch.
This is a game that we got to go out, you know, and continue to keep sending messages and find a way to win.
You got to do a lot of things right, and everyone has to be on top of their game if you want to have any chance of trying to contain Aaron Rodgers.
He's got all the throws, sideline to sideline. He can use outside lanes. It's tremendous accuracy, tremendous quickness releasing the football.
We can't control what they do. We have to be able to execute our style of defense.
The veteran presence they have in their front seven, without a doubt, it's Jared Allen. We have a lot of history with Jared. Lamar Houston's been very impressive. Willie Young's another man that we've always had respect.
Well, last year we played him. Matthews didn't play, and that makes a big difference when he's in the game, and they're at full strength now, and so we need to bring our A game to gain yards.
The pass is the pass. I think with this team and with this coaching staff, we don't really worry about what happened in the past or what's going to happen in the future.
We feel that each and every week we're going to get a team's best shot. We got a lot of tremendous respect for the guys on their football team, the coaches on their football team, and we're trying to get better ourselves.
Any fan of football knows about the Bears-Packers rivalry.
Obviously, you guys know we don't like them.
And I'm excited to prepare this week and go out there on Sunday and play.
The only statement that we need to make this week is we need to beat our rival.
Bears Buzz is brought to you by H.H. Gregg.